Good morning, everybody. Hope everyone is doing well out there as we get closer and closer to the end of this year. By the way, this is your favorite host, Aaliyah Osmer, and you have tuned in to the greatest of the greatest podcasts out there, The Breakdown Cast. Today, we have a new guest speaker on today's episode. He's an artist, activist, based in North Carolina, utilizing his music as a force to vitalize change in his community. He is also a very good old friend of mine, Jason Isaac. What's up, bro? How you doing, man?
What's good? It's a pleasure to be here on this beautiful day.
Good. I'm glad you were able to make it. This is pretty dope. Quick icebreaker question. What is your zodiac sign?
I'm a true Pisces, true to the code.
What is the reason that you got up this morning?
I got up to really move in my purpose. I wanted to move some finances. I wanted to speak to some people that were vital to be spoken to today and just really spread my message.
That's pretty dope. Today we're going to go into this concept about nothing happening in the comfort zone. Okay, now what that means for me is that let's say you have things you want to accomplish in life, right? So those things cannot be accomplished is if a person is living their life in their comfort zone. I believe the comfort zone comes from a fear of failure, essentially feeling like, you know, you're not good enough, staying right within your limits. You know, it feels safer than taking a risk, you know, to start that business, write that book, et cetera. It's like another form of procrastination. Many of us procrastinate because we don't believe we are good enough to accomplish the task. We want to keep being comfortable because the task will get us out of our comfort zone. I believe a person grows from getting out of their comfort zone when it comes to being in an environment, in a setting pertaining to their field. It's about setting your life up, doing little things every day that leads to where you want to be. So I just got a question for you pertaining to this topic. I mean, what does being in your comfort zone mean to you?
Being in your comfort zone, like you said, you hit on one key word, and that was environment, and that's big. That comfort can come from mentally being in an environment, physically, like geographically being in an environment, but it's just where you place yourself, and where you place yourself physically can attack the mental just daily, you know?
Absolutely.
So it's just that, to me, it's just putting yourself in position to succeed. I go to that allegory or that imagery of the plant all the time. It's just, you got to put yourself in that good soil.
It's kind of like jumping over your fears, basically.
Okay, yeah. And fear is a big part of it. And it's all, I don't want to say it's all in the mental.
It is, bro. It is.
Okay, you right there with me.
Fear, I heard this saying, fear is false evidence appearing real. Like, we are creating fear in our minds. It is all, I think it's a, I, this is just my opinion. All right, this is just in a, this is just a podcast. But fear is literally cultivated within our minds. I don't see fear being anything else other than mental.
You know? And that is a big, I want to say a big hill or mountain that most people succumb to. It's the daily and the real and the, you know, monotonous of life will create fear, will create false little hills to climb. It'll create kinds of just windows for yourself.
Exactly. And
that'll create a comfort in that situation as well. That's just my opinion as well. It's all essential. Just let life do what it will with us. You know what I'm saying? Let life beat us down. Let life create those fears and instill all kinds of things in us. But again, it goes back to that mental of we have the control. We do have the power. And it's just that aligning and realization.
Yep.
Of how much can I change in my day just by waking up and moving the pieces that I move? Only I can do the things that I do. Yeah,
exactly.
Multiple people can do it daily, but it's like only I can do it the way I choose to do it.
That's very true. Like when you master your craft and your art, it sets you apart. I'm not even trying to rhyme right now, but it sets you apart from the people that are going after the same thing that you're going after, like in the same field. It sets you apart. It's all about your work ethic. If you can master what you do, nobody else can outwork you. Like, look at me rhyming. I'm not even trying to.
You spit, and that's what I'm saying. You can jump on a track today if you want. We both know you got a pull in you, so we ain't even pretend like you can't spit. It's like a doctor or a lawyer. It's like if you go into that field and you passionately, like at the core of you, that's what you want to do, not because of money, not because of blah, 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 not because of your family, social pressures, all that stuff.
Yep.
It's like if you honestly, to the core of you, pursue something in this life and this existence, you can achieve it if you want.
Absolutely. Because the mind essentially will tell you what you can and what you cannot do, because if you think that you cannot do it, you won't. If you think if you think you can, you will. I think it's very simple, but I think many of us in this generation, we make it more complicated than it actually is. All you have to do is make a choice. You have to decide. Okay. And that decision, I believe, will overcome that fear.
And it's got to be a set, like you said, as strongly you said choice, it's got to be a definite choice. Like, you know what I'm saying? The way you live, breathe is a discipline.
Yeah.
And you're a master of discipline, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's that discipline. Yeah. I want this. I'm going to do this. I have done it already in my head, and I'm just going to live like that.
What have you learned by stepping out of your comfort zone that got you where you are today?
I learned that personally that my comfort zone is exactly like you said, is fear. Things that I don't like to do normally, I will create 1,000 reasons why I won't do them. Mm-hmm. But it's like for me personally, it's been stepping out in public shows. Mm. I don't like crowds because personally I have anxiety. I don't like a lot of groups because I see movement, I see intention, I feel energies, and it's a lot to process in one small setting.
Yep.
So as soon as I walk into the door, or even before I walk into the door, I've already pre-planned 1,000 experiences that could have happened there, that will happen, or it's like
scenarios.
Crazy thought process.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, that is a fear that I put in front of myself. When in all reality, I know I can go out and I'm going to be just genuinely me. I'm going to have a good time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I learned personally, just don't let that comfort step in. As long as you're genuine and pure about how you're stepping over those thresholds, it's going to open a genuine and positive doorway. Now, like you said, visualization and energy, all that is big, because if you're split, stepping over that threshold, if you're thinking like, oh, I'm going to fail, or I might fail, or there is the, you know what I'm saying? If you're
getting
this fear as you're stepping into that threshold, there is a possibility that will be the outcome.
That's why you got to set that expectation for yourself to succeed. Like, failure, it shouldn't even be an option in your head. That's the mental game that we have to play every day when we're going after something. That option of failing shouldn't be in your head. The expectation to succeed should be at the very forefront of your head. Fear has a way of talking ourselves out of doing what we actually want to do. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Starting this podcast was definitely out of my comfort zone. A few years ago, I was like so nervous at the idea of recording my voice and speaking. But like anything you continue to practice and you continue to keep doing, the better you get the better you get comfortable with the uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So, I was hoping I came into it like hoping you could mentor me into podcasting. So it's definitely perspective looking at like, okay, this person has so much like skill and ambition towards this craft. It's like, oh, how could I get there? But really it's you meant to be there, you know?
Yeah. I just learned that you just have to throw yourself into it, bro. You have to throw yourself in it. Learn as much as you can about it. And then just throw yourself into it and just do it. Like Nike, just do it.
Okay. And that's the thing, too. Knowledge. Knowledge, they say, is power. But, again, it's only power if you use it and how you use it. So again, it's just how we want to apply it and how we want to use it in our passion.
But that is all we have for you guys today. Jason, I want to thank you so much for your time and for joining us today and sharing some dope input that you have provided here. I want to thank you.
That was definitely a blessing.
I want to thank you guys so much for your support. If you like what you're listening to, keep tuning in. I air a new episode every Monday right here on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, and many more platforms. Again, this is your host, Aaliyah Osmer, and this is The Breakdown Cast. I'll talk to you guys next week.